weird sense of humor.
Try again. I get funnier.
Look, I don't know what the hell your point is, but I don't...
The point is of no return, and you've reached it.
Yeah, these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. We're past the point of no return, a.k.a. the halfway point in the show. Let me tell you what I played in this last set of the first hour. Just heard Leonard Nimoy and Music to Watch Space Girls by. From the Leonard Nimoy Presents Mr. Spock's Music from Outer Space. Came out on Dalton 1967. I'm running through pretty much a couple of tracks on all five of the studio albums. Before that, you heard an unknown artist do their treatment of the Casino Royale theme, the original one. And from Dorina Schnitzel Presents, came out on Mach 56 Records, which makes it a George Garabedian production. It was for Dorina Schnitzel Restaurants. Before that, Creatures of the Golden Dawn with the title track from the 1000 Shadows CD, came out on Dionysus in 1993. Or that, Silvana Velasco and Prima Opoi, which is Italian really, but it was on the compilation Beat Girls Espanol. The translation is Sooner or Later. Came out on Ace International in 2018. Originally released on the Zafiro label in Spain in 1965. Well, that Vincent Gemignani and Liberalia from the compilation, The Mood Mosaic Volume 7. Yeah, New Shapes of Sound. Came out on Partners in Crime in Italy. The compilation did. Originally released on the Concert Hall label in France in 1972. And we kicked it off with the Daisy Clan and Glory Be. From the compilation, The End Crowd Volume 3, came out on Marina in Germany in 2008, originally released on the Golden 12 label in Germany in 1970. Anyway, we're still having the taking entries for the drawing to win the musical touch of Leonard Nimoy, his fascinating musical career and discography written by Darlene and Joe Lacey. All you have to do is email me at coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. or instant message me on the Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page or group. Anyway, coming up is this week's song that everybody knows and so much more. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
Je suis comme les filles. Ce qui brille me fascine. Pour me plaire, il suffit d'un œil qui s'attire. Tout le monde peut se tromper. Je me trompe. Je prends pour de l'or ce qui est un fer blanc. Je suis comme les chats. Je retombe sur mes pieds. Je tombe de haut parfois sans sans jamais me blesser. S'il fallait y rester chaque fois que l'on tombe, on ne pourrait plus jouer. Il serait beau le monde. Je suis comme les filles, ce qui brille me fascine. Pour me plaire, il suffit d'un œil qui scintille. Comme les oiseaux, je ne pense jamais, ou bien alors si peu qu'on ne peut en parler. Je vis au jour le jour et me dis que demain sera un autre jour et que l'on verra bien. Je suis comme les biches, très vite effarouchées, car rien m'intimide et pour m'apprivoiser. Il faut de la constance et me laisser en paix. Ne pas être méchant et faire ce qui me plaît. Je suis comme les oiseaux, je ne pense jamais, ou bien alors si peu qu'on ne peut en parler. Tantôt sage, prête à perdre mon âme pour de brillants mirages. Je ne suis qu'une femme et je sais tout de toi. Prête à perdre ton âme pour un sourire de moi.
Dad, please tell me no, for Christ's sake.
Well, it's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk that makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that have dried upon some line that keeps you in the back roads by the rivers of my memory and keeps you ever gentle on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy climbing on their columns now that binds me, or something that somebody said because they thought we'd fit together walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing and forgiving as I walk along some railroad track and find that you're moving on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind. Though the wheat fields and the clotheslines and the junkyards and the highways come between us, and some other woman's crying to her mother 'cause she turned and I was gone, I still might run in silence, tears of joy might stain my face, and the summer sun might burn me till I'm blind. But not to where I cannot see you walking on the back roads by the rivers flowing gentle on my mind. I dip my cup of soup back from a gurgling, crackling cauldron in some train yard. My beard a roughening coal pile and a dirty hat pulled low across my face. Through cupped hands round a tin can, I pretend to hold you to my breast and find that you're waving from the back roads by the rivers of my memory, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind.
I gotta tell ya, it isn't always sunshine and lollipops here in Candyland, California, for me, Darlene Lacey, curator of the Candy Wrapper Museum. So, when I want those gray clouds to clear up, I put on Alex at the Desperate Hours, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
A jet.
Two possibilities. They're unable to respond, they're unwilling to respond.
I search for tomorrow among the ashes of yesterday. Fragile and gray, I blow them away and look for a spark to light the dark of tomorrow. I search for tomorrow among the fallen leaves of right now. Lifeless and brown, can one be found? Vibrantly green, filled with a dream of tomorrow. For in my search I seek a meaning that is buried somewhere in the bones of dreamers who have walked upon the earth. I've got to find a reason. Why was I born? What am I worth? I search for tomorrow among the shadows of what might be, shapeless and free, so hard to see. What can I touch that longs so much for tomorrow?
Hey, this is Melissa Jean. You're listening to The Desperate Hours. on Tufts University Radio WMFO. I really love this show. The love will is a turning. The love will is a turning. I feel the fire burning. Oh, I feel the fire burning. It makes me laugh. It makes me cry. It gets in my heart and sets my soul on fire. The love will is a turning in my heart. Oh, it's got me reeling and a rocking.
These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Let me tell you what I played in this first set of the second hour. Just heard Millie Foster and Love Wheel, a track originally released on the President label here in the States, not the UK label, in 1962. I got it off the compilation Looking Stateside Disc 1, came out on RPM in the UK in 2016. For that, Leonard Nimoy and I Search for Tomorrow from the Touch of Leonard Nimoy came out on Dot in 1969. Before that, Mary Jane with Barry Gray and his Spacemakers. And I found this totally by accident on a compilation that's really all instrumentals. The track is called Robot Man. I got it off the compilation Blunderbuss, Scattershot Sleaze from 1958 to 67. Came out on the One Shot label in 2005 in the UK. Originally released on Philips in the UK in 1963. Before that, Leonard Nimoy. And with this week's song that everybody knows, his interpretation of General on My Mind from the Two Sides of Leonard Nimoy, came out on Dot in 1967. And we kicked off the set, the last set of the first set of the second hour with C'est que je suis, What Am I, by Valerie Lagrange. I get that off the compilation Toujours Chic, came out on Ace International in the UK in 2015, originally released on Philips in France in 1966. Anyway, we got about 40 minutes left in the drawing for the musical touch of Leonard Nimoy, his fascinating musical career and discography. All you got to do is email me at coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. That's coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. Or if you're on Facebook, and admit it you are, you can instant message me over at the Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page or the group. So let's get back into it. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford. Like time.
town without pity can do. The young have problems, many problems. We need an understanding heart. Why don't they help us? Try to help us before this playing granite planet falls apart.
Simply have said, forget it, Bones. You knock upon my mind, and you beg to borrow a cup of wisdom. You've come to seek the truth, to ask me where it's at. I thank you for your confidence in me, and yet, you see, I cannot draw for you in black and white a map you could follow in your quest for that which all men seek. For each man finds that road alone. Each day, as he eases himself into the stream of life, if he's lucky, he may come a little nearer to the goal. I, too, have been a prospector, wandering through the maze, buffeted by the storms and jagged rocks of life, that tore the nerve ends of my hopes and dreams. And like yours, my skin was much too thin to shield me from the inroads of our times. The big machines, the strangling crimson tape, the hate-filled moats that keep us from the other seekers, searching too for the road to where it's at. Then, one day, the fog within my mind began to clear, and for me the truth shone forth as brilliant as a thousand suns. I had it all along within my grasp. The answer, so simple that I almost didn't see it. It's love. Loving someone more than you love yourself. Loving so much that you trust, you give. And you ask nothing in return. This is the purest form of love. And then, and this is the miracle. If the one you're giving to believes as you, you've found it. The treasure you've been seeking. You've found out where it's at.
Arthur here. And I have a radio show on WMFO. Incidentally, from finding Alex on the radio dial when I relocated here. And I'll tell you what, you're listening to the best show on the college radio dial in Boston and or the .com. The Desperate Hour and a Quarter. If only Alex would elect to play less drop-ins like these, and by golly, we'd get more music to enjoy. Thanks, Alex.
Thank you. This is Leonard Nimoy for Vista. When Mr. Spock is in space on the Starship Enterprise, it's fantasy. It's as real as we can make it, but it's still fantasy. When a Vista volunteer goes into a city slum or an Indian reservation or a migrant worker camp, there's nothing fictional about it. It's for real. It's for a year, and it's for very little pay. But volunteers in service to America are doing a real job for real people who need real help. They're dedicated Americans giving a year of their lives to make a better tomorrow for America's poor. A lot of poor people never knew what it was like to have someone care enough to spend time in their neighborhood helping them to find solutions to their problems. Well, that's what Vista is all about. It's helping people to help themselves. A fine program run by a fine group of Americans. Want to find out what it's all about? Write Vista, V-I-S-T-A, Box A, Washington, D.C.
Since 1993, Vista is a part of AmeriCorps. Visit them at AmeriCorps.gov. That's AmeriCorps.gov.
Over bridge of sights, to rest my eyes in shades of green, under dreaming spires, to Ichiku Park, that's where I've been.
What did you do there?
I got high.
What did you feel there?
Well, I cried.
Why the tears there?
Tell you why.
It's all
I'll do.
What will you
I'd
do?
Like to go there now with you. You can miss out school.
Won't that be
why
cool?
Go to learn the words of
what will we do there?
We'll get high.
What will we touch there?
We'll touch the sky.
That's why the tea is there.
They all come out to cool the night. The mice aren't half hard in the sun.
It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. Ha!
Hi, this is Chris Major, host of Strike the Box, here at WMFO. But right now, you are listening to The Desperate Hours with Alex. And if you hate my show, then you only have Alex to blame, since he was one of the biggest influences for me to do a show here.
He makes you promises he won't be keeping. He'll take your love he won't share. His love's a right girl and you're on a trip to nowhere. And just like the flowers that die in September, his kisses soon won't be there. Save all those kisses for you're on a trip to nowhere. A trip to nowhere. Trip to nowhere, a world without love, Just like the snowflakes that fall in December, your tears will fall, he won't care. Save all those teardrops for your untripped and unaware.
Oh yeah, we're past the three-quarter pole and heading down the home stretch of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Let me tell you what I played in this next to last set of the evening. Just heard Leonard Nimoy in A Trip to Nowhere, which pretty much describes a typical Desperate Hours episode. Anyway, that was from the Touch of Leonard Nimoy. Came out on Dart in 1969. Before that, you heard Small Faces in Ichiko Park. This is probably most Americans' first exposure to the this great band. Before that, Lenny and the Thundertones with the Moon of Mancora. I got another track off of the Technicolor Paradise compilation. Came out of Numero Group in 2018. Originally released on the Astro Recording Company label in 1962. Before that, Lenny Nimoy again with Where It's At from The Way I Feel. Came out on Dart in 1968. And we kicked it off with Gene Pitney. Yes, another song off a soundtrack, Town Without Pity. I get that off the Best Of thingy, The Very Best of Gene Pitney. Came out of Crimson Productions in 1997. Originally released on United Artists in 1961. Anyway, we got about 20 minutes to go. This is going to be the last appeal for entries to win a copy of the musical Touch of Leonard Nimoy's fascinating musical career and discography by Darlene and Joe Lacey. So all you got to do is email me at Coffee and Smokes. Once again, Coffee and Smokes, CoffeeandSmokes at Verizon.net. Or if you're on Facebook, and yes, admit it, you are. All you got to do is instant message me over at the Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page or the group if you're participating in the discussion. Anyway, let's bring this old girl home. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO in Medford.
Was not my style, but you've been gone away from Hi, this is Robbie White from Silver Spring, Maryland, and I love listening to Alex and the Desperate Hours, because then I can steal all the great songs that he plays and play them on my own radio show. Thank you, Alex.
In the middle of the earth, in the land of Shire, lives a brave little hobbit whom we all admire. With his long wooden pipe, fuzzy woolly toes, he lives in a hobbit hole and everybody knows him. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, he's only 3 feet tall. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, the bravest little hobbit of them all. Hobbits are peace-loving folks, you know. They're never in a hurry and they take things slow. They don't like to travel away from home. They just like to eat and be left alone. But one day Bilbo was asked to go on a big adventure to the caves below to help some dwarves get back their gold that was stolen by a dragon in the days of old. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, is only 3 feet tall. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, the bravest little hobbit of them all. Well, he fought with the goblins, he battled a troll, he riddled with Gollum, a magic ring he stole. He was chased by wolves, lost in the forest, escaped in a barrel from the Elf King's halls. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, the bravest little hobbit of them all. Back in his home in the land of Shire, that brave little hobbit whom we all admire, just sitting on a treasure of silver and gold, a puffin' on his pipe in his hobbit hole. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, he's only 3 feet tall. Bilbo, Bilbo Baggins, the bravest little hobbit of them all.
Are you trying to be funny, Mr. Spock? It would never occur to me, Captain.
Ah!
This is Scott Gorky of WMWM at Salem State University in Massachusetts, and you're listening to The Desperate Hours with Alex, Thursday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern on WMFO Medford. And here is your unnecessary disclaimer. The Desperate Hours is intended for the use of the individual listeners and may contain music and information that is confidential, privileged, or unsuitable for overly sensitive persons with low self-esteem, no sense of humor, or just plain cry easily. If you are not a Desperate Hours listener, you are not within the sound of my voice, which constitutes an irritating social faux pas. Listeners must use the word absquatulation in its correct context somewhere other than this program. Use as directed. Shake well before using. Member FDIC. Not the Beatles, but an incredible simulation. No animals were harmed in the transmission of this broadcast, but we strongly suggest that you check your dog periodically. If you have listen to The Desperate Hours in error, please contact a healthcare specialist. Bake for 20 minutes at 300 degrees. Call your mother. Do not taunt Happy Fun Ball.
Illogical attitude.
I'm gonna tell you a story. I'm gonna tell you about my town. I'm gonna tell you a big fat story, baby. It's all about my town. Yeah, down by the river, down by the banks of the River Charles. That's what's happening.
Live long and prosper.
Oh, yeah, and they're playing that song. You know what that means. These were the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, featuring rock and roll, rhythm, blues, punk, and pop track from the has-beens, should-have-beens, would-have-could-has, and never-wars from the 50s through the turn of this century. My name is Alex, and between the hours of 6 and 8 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday evening, I serve up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill-outs. Let me tell you what I played to close out the show. Just heard the Standells and Dirty Water, 7-inch released on Tower in 1965, a song probably most identified with Boston. Before I hear it, Led Zola was your sweet boy, guitar tenue. I don't know, but that's lousy French. The translation is, I'm crazy about loving you. I got that off the compilation, Say Chic, came out on Ace International in the UK in 2010, originally released on RCA Victor in France in 1971. Well, that Kooky and the Satellites did Space Monster from the compilation, The Midnight Sound of the Milky Way, came out on Big Beat in the UK in 2004, previously unreleased. It was recorded in May of 1964. Before that, Gary McFarland and Bloop Leap, a track he released on Verve in 1966, but I ain't gonna lie, they off the compilation, The Move Mosaic, Volume 4, came out on Yellowstone in Italy in 1997. Well, now Leonard Nimoy, who will be honored tomorrow in the city of Boston with Leonard Nimoy Day on the 90th anniversary of his birth in the West End with the ballad of Bilbo Baggins, from Two Sides of Leonard Nimoy. Came out on Dot in 1967, also released as a single, by the way. And then we kicked off the set the last set of the evening, and the last set of the show, with Jam Panther, My Two Arms, Minus You, People Tears, from the compilation Am I Dreaming, came out on RPM in the UK in 2017, originally released on the Oreo label in 1965. Anyway, you got about 3 minutes to go before you can still enter your name to win a copy of The Musical Touch of Leonard Nimoy by Darlene and Joe Lacey. They will be signing it, by the way. So put in your name, either email me at coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net, or you can, if you're on Facebook, and admit it you are, go to the Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page and just message it over there, your information, and we'll put you in the drawing, which will take place after the show. Anyway, my name is Alex. As always, a pleasure is mine. I'll be talking at you next week. Take care.
I finally saw the two of you today. And before I turned and walked the other way, I saw the man that you chose over me. That is, I saw as well as tear-filled eyes can see. I saw the way he makes you smile. I kinda have to say I'm kinda glad I finally saw the two of you today. The circle of my life is now complete. Seeing you today was strangely bittersweet. And when you smiled at him in that special way, I walked out the door and wished for yesterday. Oh,
you smile. I kinda have to say, I'm kinda glad I finally saw the two of you today.